Welcome to Ask Allie, your go-to source for some amazing life advice with a metaphysical twist. I'm Allie, the host of the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts. Since 2005, I've been helping people just like you navigate the mystical world of self-discovery, spiritual growth, and exploration. Today is Monday, March 11th, 2024, and I'm so excited you're tuning in to give me a listen. If you love this episode and want to learn more, please head over to outofbodyecstasy.com. You'll find many resources and information there, including how to book a reading with me. And don't forget, if you're feeling extra generous, please subscribe and give this episode a 5-star rating. Leave a review or share it with 3 friends. We are on season 19, episode number 9. If you're going to be at Maria Shaw's fair in Lansing, Michigan, the week of March 22nd, I'll be teaching a masterclass on love, attracting and keeping the love of your life. If you want to know more about that weekend, please visit Maria Shaw's website at mariashaw.com. Menopausal women, don't forget low libido. Head over to thepassionzone.com so that I can help you out. Let's talk about the magical item of the week, shall we? It's ash, as in A-S-H, ash. The gender is masculine. The planet is sun. The element it represents is fire. The powers are protection, prosperity, sea rituals, and health. Carve a piece of ash wood into a solar cross, equal armed, and carry it as protection against drowning while at sea. It is also used in sea rituals, for it represents the power which resides in water. The leaves of the ash, when placed beneath the pillow, induce fortune-telling dreams. It is, as with most trees, considered to be protective. A staff of ash hung over the doorposts wards off malign, bad people, bad influences, and at one time, a garter made of the green bark was worn as a protectant against the powers of sorcerers and conjurers. The leaves are also scattered to the 4 directions to protect a house or area and are used in protective statutes and spells. Healing wands are sometimes fashioned of ash wood, and a few ash leaves placed in a bowl of water next to the bed, left overnight, will prevent illness. The water should be discarded each morning and the rite repeated every night. If any person or animal has been bitten by a snake, make a circlet of ash twigs and tie it around the victim's neck, whether it be human or otherwise, and it will cure them. Of course, it would not hurt to get the snake bite kit and call a doctor as well. This spell probably works because snakes have an innate fear of the ash tree. They will not crawl over its wood. If you burn ash at the Yule, you will receive prosperity, and poppets may be carved from the roots of ash. The ash attracts lightning, so don't stand beneath one during an electrical storm. If you wish your newborn to be a good singer, bury its first nail pairings under an ash tree. And to gain the love of the opposite sex, carry the leaves. So that is the wonderful ash tree. I have one of those in my backyard. I think I'll hang on to it. Now let's go for our oracle card overview of the week for March 11th, 2024. We are using the Dragon Oracle cards by Diana Cooper. And let's see what they have to say for us for this week. It's in my box. And if you want to see the cards I'm about to draw, please visit this episode's post at outofbodyecstasy.com. All right. Let us see. Shuffle. And we've got card number 1, card number 2, and how about card number 3? All right. There we go. Put those aside. What do we got here? Okay. Interesting. All right, so card number one, which deals with Monday and Tuesday. We have the Lilac Fire Dragon. Transmute through the power of divine love. Open up to love and enlightenment. Purity of heart brings peace, hope, and joy. So Monday and Tuesday are excellent days for love. Now the next card we have for Wednesday and Thursday is the Black Dragon from Saturn. It brings you wisdom through spiritual discipline. Concentrate. Focus on your ultimate vision. Congratulate yourself. You have passed a test. So, Wednesday and Thursday, they want you to concentrate on what your ultimate vision is, at least for 2024. What is it that you wanted to accomplish by the time we hit December 31st? Concentrate on that. Be disciplined on that for Wednesday and Thursday. And then we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I pulled the card Aquamarine Dragon from Neptune. This enables you to access your deepest soul wisdom. Spirituality and wisdom are available to you. Develop your psychic abilities and receive ineffable soul knowledge. So, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, work on your intuition. We all have it. Now they want you to work on it. Work on it, and you will discover some soul knowledge of yourself, maybe from a past life. It could be in your dreams that this comes to the surface that you never knew before, and it could send you down another path. So again, Monday and Tuesday, Lilac Fire Dragon. Open up to love and enlightenment. Purity of heart brings peace, hope, and joy. Wednesday and Thursday, we have the Black Dragon from Saturn. Concentrate. Focus on your ultimate vision. Congratulate yourself. You passed the test. And Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have Aquamarine Dragon from Neptune. Spirituality and wisdom are available to you. Develop your psychic abilities and receive soul knowledge. Yes. So, it looks like a pretty interesting week, don't you think? I think it looks pretty interesting. And speaking of interesting, the topic this week is exploring crystal hearing. Exploring crystal healing. There we go. Now, today we're going to take a deep dive into the vibrant world of crystal healing. Whether you're a seasoned crystal enthusiast like myself, or just curious about what those shiny stones can do for you, this episode is for you. So let's get started. Crystals have been used for thousands of years, from ancient Egyptians to the Chinese, as tools for healing and spiritual work. They are believed to interact with our body's energy field, our chakra system, promoting physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. But how do these beautiful stones work? It's all about vibration. Every crystal has a unique molecular structure, causing it to vibrate at a certain frequency. These vibrations can affect the energy fields around and within us, promoting harmony, balance, and healing. Choosing the right crystal for you is a very personal journey. It can be as simple as being drawn to the stone's color, or as intuitive as a feeling a pull towards one. Trust your instincts. They are powerful guides. However, it is also helpful to know a bit about the crystal's properties. For example, amethyst is known for its calming and intuitive properties, making it great for meditation and spiritual work. Rose quartz, with its gentle pink essence. I can't even say it. Oh, dyslexia. You do me so wrong sometimes. Rose quartz, with its gentle pink. No, I can't say it at all. Essence. No, it's still wrong, but I think you know what I mean. It's all about love and heart healing. Now, you may be wondering how to use these crystals for healing and energy work. There are countless ways, thank goodness. You can bury a small stone. Nope. You can carry a small stone in your pocket, wear it as jewelry, or place it in your living space. But here's where it gets really interesting. Placing crystals on specific parts of your body, aligned with the chakra system, can promote energy flow and healing, plus spiritual growth. Say, for instance, you put that amethyst on your third eye chakra, right in the middle of your forehead. Imagine laying down, placing a clear quartz on your forehead for clarity, and an amethyst on your chest for calm. It's a powerful way to harness the energy of crystals. And I love using, oh, darn, I forget the name of it now. Of course I do. But I use it for my migraines. It might come to me at some point in time, but it's just not popping up right now. It's also worth exploring crystal grids, which I do every new and full moon, which involves placing crystals in geometric patterns that amplify their power and intention. This could be a fantastic tool for manifesting goals or supporting the healing process. And let's not forget about meditation. Holding a crystal or placing it in front of you during meditation can enhance your practice, helping you to connect more deeply with your intentions and the crystal's energy. Caring for your crystals is just as important as how you use them. Regular cleansing is crucial to remove any absorbed energies. You can cleanse them with smoke from sage or Palo Santo, or frankincense, under the light of the full moon, or with running water. Just be sure to check your crystal is water safe first. The role of crystal healing is vast and deeply personal. While science may not fully understand the hows and whys behind crystal healing, many people, myself included, have felt profound changes in their life through crystal work. It's about what resonates with you, your openness to explore this ancient practice, and how it fits into your personal journey through wellness and balance. And while I'm thinking about it, I didn't write this down to talk about it, but I'm going to tell you a couple of the books I use to learn about crystals and healing. I used to have a book about from Melody, Melody, but I lost it in one of my moves, unfortunately, and it's out of print nowadays. So it's I think it's going for a couple hundred dollars. So I don't know if you want to go for that. But I also use The Crystal Gem and Metal Magic by Scott Cunningham. The Book of Stones by Robert Simmons. I know there's one more. I'm sitting here looking through all of my Kindle books. I swear to God, I must have 1,000 of them. There was one more. Maybe it wasn't a Kindle book. But nevertheless, it's always good to have several books. And of course, there's plenty of websites that talk about crystals, stones, and their healing properties. So here we are at the end. I want to thank you for hanging out with me at Ask Allie today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, even though my dyslexia, of course, got in the way. If you liked what you heard, please take a moment to rate and review the episode. The more people who listen, the more people I can help have their aha moments. And speaking of helping others, remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok while it's there, and Wisdom for even more tips, tricks, and inspiration. And last but certainly not least, if no one's told you today, let me be the first to say it. You are fabulous. Take care of yourself and have a magical week. I'll catch you next time. Feeling isolated or ridiculed for your spiritual beliefs can be deeply painful. At Mystical Minds, you'll find a welcoming community where your unique journey is understood and honored. Dive into the world of exclusive resources like intention grids, personalized weekly card pulls, and early access to powerful crystals, all while connecting with fellow seekers in our monthly online chats and webinars. Say goodbye to doubt and embrace a supportive space where being different is your strength. Click the link in the show's notes to learn more about Mystical Minds and join us to begin your mystical journey of growth and acceptance.